went down to the bank yesterday, and not only was the account still not sorted out, but all the banks, all the branches' computers were down. So it was even an argument just to lift money, because they had no computer whatsoever in the place.
The computers were down completely?
Yeah.
But hold on a minute. The problem with the Ulster Bank has been that they haven't been able to update their accounts, not that the computers were completely bust.
Well, this is what we were told yesterday, and it was in Rathcoole branch, that not only was the account still not sorted, that the kills still couldn't print us out a statement, but even if they could, their computers were down anyway. So they couldn't do it anyway, even if it had been sorted.
So, hold on a minute. Their computers were completely down?
Yep.
So the Rathcoole branch, you're suggesting, had a compounded problem. Not only was there this complete cock-up where they'd lost everyone's information throughout the RBS group, couldn't update it, but now when you go into your local branch, as the Ulster Bank tell you to, they're busy saying computers bust.
Yep. That's exactly what happened yesterday. There was a big security man standing at the door, and everybody had come in, they were telling them, well, we're still having these problems, but either way, the computers are down, so we can't do anything anyway. Now, it's getting beyond a joke, because our account seems to be bouncing day to day from two numbers. It's always two numbers. It always says either -189 or -685. And that changes day and daily. And it's always the two same numbers. It's never a number in between.
And what impact has this had on you, Darren?
To be honest, Stephen, it's a nightmare, because at the weekend, the wife was over at the shop. Now, we have a pile of iron about a 5 foot high now at the moment, because we couldn't afford washing powder over the weekend because we could not use our card. I mean, you don't know how much you miss your card until you can't use it. And we just couldn't use our card. We couldn't lift money. We couldn't do a single thing. And as I say, the washing was sitting about 5 foot high. We have two disabled kids in the house, so we go through a fair amount of clothes anyway with them. And as I say, we couldn't even afford to buy washing powder. We just had to watch every single penny. And we have no idea how our account is at the minute. We do not know.
And did you get any help from the Ulster Bank yesterday?
Well, after about 15 minutes of the wife arguing with him, the letters left 60 quid.
Of your money?
Of my money.
That was very decent of them, giving you your money, wasn't it?
It was good of them. I think I'll put them on my Christmas card list for that. I'm disgusted. Absolutely disgusted. And then last week we went to open an account, because I just had enough. We went to open an account with Santander, only to be told we couldn't open an account because my credit ratings took a massive nosedive. Now, I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, but the only thing I can think of is there's direct debits hasn't been paid. So I don't know what we're meant to do.
Well, now, the Ulster Bank have given an assurance. I'll tell you what, your case is a really interesting one, Darren, and I'll get the team to look at it on your behalf after this programme, OK?
Okey-doke.
The Ulster Bank have given a cast-iron guarantee that credit ratings will not be affected.
Well, unless they're going to fix it afterwards, but I know in Santander last week that the girl checked and rang me back the next day and said, I'm sorry, we can't offer you an account because your credit rating has took a nosedive. Now, the week before that, I just bought a new motorbike.
Philly, did we ask Ulster Bank to come on this morning again? Listen, Ulster Bank, Ulster Bank, thank you very much for turning your customers down again in terms of talking to them in this programme today. It's really giving all of you. It's really sympathetic of you, Ulster Bank. I understand that the last thing you'd want to do in the Nolan Show is to talk to someone like Darren, who has two disabled children and would have questions for you. I understand that would be the last thing you'd want to do. So thank you very much for not facilitating people like Darren once again, Ulster Bank. Really, really cool of you. Really smart of you. Thank you. Darren.
Disgusted, same. As I say, the week before, I just bought a new bike, a new motorbike, yet I can't go and open a current account. This is the week before the trouble started with the bank. So it kind of says it all from where our credit report went. You're able to go out and spend $5,000 on a bike, yet you can't open a current account. Says it all.
Darren, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.